Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeart Radio app.
Hello, how are you? Hello, Deborah.
Hello, John. Eric.
Welcome, everyone. We're on from 1 to 4 every afternoon, and then after 4 o'clock. If you missed the show, all right, we got a podcast for you. It's the same as the radio show. Just goes quicker. John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. We are going to open with something that smells. I smell something. And when I smell something, I'm usually right. And the Shohei Ohtani story. This doesn't add up, and I think everybody knows this doesn't add up. If you didn't hear, if you're not a baseball fan, I think even non-baseball fans know Shohei Ohtani is right now the most famous baseball player in the world. Played for the Angels, moved to the Dodgers, $700 million contract. He's can hit, he can pitch. He's really an MVP at both. And he's always had an interpreter named maybe Eric can help me with the pronunciation on this because I've heard it pronounced different ways. Ipea Mizuhara. We'll call him Mizuhara. He's the interpreter for Ohtani. Been friends with him for years. And all the time that he's been here in America in the major leagues. Apparently he had a very bad gambling problem. Like $4.5 million worth of debts. Yesterday, the Dodgers fired Mizuhara. He was an employee of the team. And initially, and this is from ESPN. ESPN had the most detailed, most extensive report. The LA Times tried to put out a story with 4 people, and I think they were just taking notes from the TV. The real report's in ESPN. A spokesman for Ohtani told ESPN that Ohtani had transferred a lot of money to cover Mizuhara's gambling debt. Then the spokesman presented Muzahara to ESPN for a 90-minute interview on Tuesday night. And Muzahara laid out his account in great detail. But as ESPN prepared to publish the story yesterday, Ohtani's spokesman disavowed Muzahara's account and said Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement. Now, Muzahara's account originally is Ohtani was paying my gambling debts. Now, the statement from the law firm Burke Brettler LLP, in the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of a massive theft, and we're turning the matter over to the authorities. Massive theft. Well, according to ESPN, they have seen the bank paperwork showing Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments sent in September and October to this bookie named Matthew Bowyer. The payments were sent from Ohtani's account to an associate of Bowyer's. This is according to multiple sources and bank data reviewed by ESPN. So they've seen the paperwork. They've seen the bank records. Now, Muzahara, according to sources, dealt directly with Bowyer. Muzahara placed bets on international soccer and other sports, but not baseball, so they claim, starting in 2021. Bowyer was aware of Ohtani's name on the wire transfers, but chose not to ask any questions as long as the payments came in. However, Bowyer allowed people to believe that Ohtani was a client because that had helped boost business. Bowyer's attorney says Bowyer never met or spoke with Shohei Ohtani. Muzahara, in the original interview, told ESPN that he asked Ohtani to pay off his gambling debt. Multiple sources told ESPN that it was at least $4.5 million. Muzahara said he had placed bets on DraftKings and he thought bets placed through Bowyer were legal, but sports betting is not legal in California. It's legal in almost 40 states, still illegal here. And Muzahara says that Ohtani agreed to pay off his gambling debt. Obviously, he wasn't happy about it, and he said he would help me out to make sure I'd ever do this again. He decided to pay it off for me. I want everyone to know that Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know I did not know this was illegal. I learned my lesson the hard way. I will never do sports betting again. Muzahara told ESPN that Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts. That was the second story. Okay, so the first story is Ohtani agreed to pay off the debts to get him out of trouble, to help him. Then he told ESPN Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts. So one of those stories is false. But it's got to be the second story because ESPN has seen the bank records. They've seen Ohtani's. Do you know how hard it is? A wire transfer is a pain in the ass. Have you ever wire transferred money? Deborah, have you ever done that?
My husband has, and you're right. It is a pain.
It's a pain. You need wire transfer instructions. You need special numbers. You have to contact the bank. Depending on the amount of money, it might have to go to the bank. The bank is just not going to wire $500,000. In fact, I think anything over $10,000, the IRS gets flagged because they're looking for money laundering. They're looking for drug runners, gun runners, fraudsters, right? They work with those kinds of amounts. So you've got to go to the bank and you've got to get special numbers. And it's a whole thing. It was just a few months ago that something came up. And I was supposed to wire transfer some money. And I said, how do you do this? My wife starts telling me, I'm going to just send him a check. I can't stand doing paperwork. So I don't know who is in control of this story, because having Ohtani's spokesman present Muzahara to ESPN for a 90-minute interview where Muzahara told his original story. Well, what do you think is going to happen? And then some lawyers got involved and said, okay, we got to start denying things. We got to start. I bet you the first story is the true story. Because the people at ESPN saw the bank records. So now it makes me wonder what's being covered up. Something's being covered up here. It's not illegal for Ohtani to pay off his interpreter's gambling debts. It's illegal for the interpreter to make the bets, but for Ohtani to help him out. Now, I understand it's a bad look. It's bad public relations. I can see the motivation to want to make this story go away and confuse things, but only the truth matters. Just lay out exactly what happened. That's it. Now that you've tried to muddy it up, it's made the whole thing way more suspicious. What are you doing? You can't have the guy talk for 90 minutes and ESPN gets the bank records and talks to sources and witnesses and then go, oh, never mind. Oh, never mind. Whatever you heard there. No. Come on. Now you're asking for it. And when I come back, there's something else that's not quite plausible either. And that's that Mizuhara did not bet on baseball. But we're gonna play you a clip from Craig Carton. I don't know if he's that well known out here. He's a host on FS1. That's Fox Sports Channel, FS1. I'm familiar with him, having grown up in the New York area and gone back there many times. He was a very popular sports talk host in New York City, and ended up going to prison because he ran a big money-making scam because he needed money for gambling, and actually ended up in prison, came out of prison, and they hired him back at the radio station because in radio there are no standards, and eventually moved to TV and because he could make more money in TV. So Craig Carton lived this gambling life for several years, and you're going to hear his opinion on the veracity of Ipea Mizuhara's story. That's coming up next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
How many times has Karen Bass said that she wants Metro to be people's first choice for transportation in LA, right? The buses and trains. Well, one of those Metro buses got bus jacked. And it ended up slamming into the Ritz-Carlton Hotel downtown, among other things. So we're going to talk to Blake Trolley about that case coming up. All right. So last segment, I was talking about Shohei Ohtani and the interpreter that's been fired by the Dodgers. The interpreter is Ipe Mizuhara. And originally, Mizuhara gave a 90-minute interview to ESPN talking about his gambling problems and how Ohtani paid his gambling debts. And ESPN said they've seen bank data, two $500,000 payments wired from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaker named Matthew Bowyer here in Southern California. And then lawyers got a hold of the situation, Burke Brettler LLP, and they issued a statement withdrawing Mizuhara's 90-minute interview and saying, we've discovered that Shohei Ohtani has been the victim of a massive theft. Now, how do you steal $4.5 million from somebody? How does because the implication is Mizuhara stole the money. How could he access Ohtani's accounts? How do you do that? How did he access the information to do a wire transfer? Like I said, doing a wire transfer is a pain in the ass when it's your own account. Tell me how another guy accesses his friend's bank accounts and does the wire transfer. How do you steal that kind of money? So this statement by Burke Brettler LLP sounds like nonsense. The victim of a massive theft? How's that happen? How do you steal money in a bank account when you're an interpreter? So that's what stinks. That's the smell. There's a lot of BS flying around. Craig Carton thinks that too. Craig Carton is a sports host on FS1. And like I said, he's been well-known in New York radio and TV for a lot of years and got fired and because he ended up in jail for he ran a big money-making scam. He needed the money in order to pay his gambling debts. So he lived that life. And here's what he had to say on his show on FS1.
His friend's going to have to say, I forged his signature on the bank wire transfer. And let me tell you something.
That's
for a guy who has lived in a compulsive gambling world, who has sent millions of dollars of wires all over the country, because I've lived it and I've done it. You can build a relationship with a bank, absolutely. And banks from time to time, based on those relationships, will do things they won't do for average people walking in the door. But you are not sending $500,000 wire without the owner of that account blessing your ability to send that money. And that's where Otani's in a bad spot. Well, and the story can't go away quickly because there's a federal investigation into the bookmaker. And now you've got the accusation of wire fraud and embezzlement and theft. So that's got to be investigated now. And the only way that this has an ending that doesn't end up with Shohei Otani being suspended by Major League Baseball would be that interpreter putting himself on 1,000 swords with the hope of a payday at somewhere down the line from Otani, saying, I forged his signature, I pretended I was him, I signed off on it, and I'm going to take the punishment that comes with wire fraud. Now, here's the other problem with it. You know, they want people to be naive. You know, you've said you were naive about some of this stuff as well, which I respect. And here's the real problem with it. As a compulsive gambler who now counsels young gamblers, especially college-age kids who are gambling, and young adults, right? Because that's the life I've led, and I use this platform to try to help and pay my stuff forward and help other people. Here's the reality. If you're a compulsive gambler and you're in hot water and you're losing game after game after game, whatever you're betting on, and you're desperate to get whole, you're desperate to try to get some of that money back, the way a gambler thinks, a compulsive gambler, it's totally irrational to non-compulsive gamblers, but to a compulsive gambler, this is a rational thought. Well, I'm down $500,000, so the only way to get out of it is to bet myself out of it, which is not the way to do it, obviously, right? If you're in a major hole financially from gambling, you're going to try to make a bet on something you feel like you know better than anything else.
Sure.
If you're Shohei Ohtani and or the interpreter, because the one thing we don't know yet, Ohtani might have been the one betting. And it's okay to bet as long as it's not on baseball. But we don't know if Ohtani gambles or
legally
not.
Legally.
It seems like it makes sense that he would be, but I want to put that out there. We don't know. But if I'm in a hole financially and I'm going to try to bet myself out of it, what am I going to bet on? I'm going to bet on something I feel like I know the best. I'm going to bet on something I might have inside information on. So if the interpreter is the sole gambler here, and I find it hard to buy that, but let's go with it for a moment, and you're $500,000 in the hole, or $3 or $4 or $5 million in the hole, what's the next bet I'm going to make? Well, heck, I know that Mookie Betts isn't playing tomorrow night. Yep. I know that Otani's elbow's bothering him. I'm naturally going to bet on baseball because I know that the best. And beyond that, I'm going to bet on a Dodgers game because I got all the information that isn't public. So it's a very huge leap of faith for you to ask somebody to believe that I bet myself into a $5 million hole and never bet on baseball to get out of it. I don't accept that, and I live the life. So I think this story is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it is not going to end well for anybody.
That's Craig Carton, TV and radio host out of New York on FS1. And that's he's right. And he could say that with authority and credibility because he was a very, very bad compulsive gambler. And if you're not a gambling addict, it doesn't make any sense. But a gambling addict, yeah, you keep trying to bet more to get yourself out of the hole. And then you start doing things that you never thought you'd do, that you know are illegal, you know is wrong, and you just think, you know, I'm one bet away from getting out of this, and then we'll pretend all this never happened. So it doesn't make sense. Somebody is covering for the other guy. Either Ohtani is covering for Mizuhara, or Mizuhara is covering for Ohtani. Maybe they're covering for each other. But the idea that Mizuhara stole $4.5 million from Ohtani's account, that's just not possible. That is not possible. You cannot go into a bank and fill out a wire transfer forging somebody else's signature, especially Shohei Ohtani, who's the most famous baseball player in the world. It just is impossible. So I just don't believe it. And the paperwork exists. This is not an alleged. ESPN has seen the paperwork. It came from Ohtani's account. It's wire transfers. So I don't know who is falling on a sword for who here, but the statement from the law firm Burke Brettler that Shohei has been victim of a massive theft. Boy, you got to explain how that would work. How could an interpreter make his way into a bank and loot $4.5 million from Shohei's account? How does that work without Shohei knowing, without the bank checking on it? Banks are nuts about that kind of stuff because mostly criminal characters are the ones who are trying to transfer hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars around. That is not a normal transaction. All right, we come back. Blake Trolley. Yeah, take LA Metro, says Karen Bass, right? That should be your preferred method of transportation. The progressives always want to cram all of us into a tube. A bus, a subway, a train. Well, this thing got carjacked, bus jacked, I guess is a better term, and ended up slamming into the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, among other things. We'll tell you about it coming up in minutes.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
when I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on Demand. It's the podcast version, same as the radio show. Listen to what you missed. Blake Trolley from KFI News is coming on. Well, this is another day in the metro system. A metro bus driver had his bus hijacked and went on a wild ride, ended up crashing into the Ritz-Carlton in downtown Los Angeles. They also hit some cars. Blake was not on the bus, but he knows everything that happened. Are you there?
Yeah, John, this is a wild story. This happened just before midnight last night, and it may involve a homeless man. We're now learning a bus driver was driving his last passenger.
Really?
I know you're surprised by
that. Yeah, a homeless guy got on the
bus. I know that's an absolute shock.
Yeah. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So a bus driver was driving his last passenger through downtown LA last night when the guy got up, reached into his waistband to kind of indicate that he had a gun, and ordered the driver to drive to multiple spots. This happened just below the financial district in the heart of downtown LA. This is at least where it begins. It ends up at the Ritz-Carlton, which is near the Crypto.com arena. There is some video of this wild ride. And at one point, you see the bus. So the driver's being demanded. He's got a guy over him saying, I have a gun. You need to drive. You see the bus speed through an intersection and a car T-bones it. A car kind of comes around another car. It can't see that this bus is bulleting through the intersection, and the car just heads right for it and smashes into the side of the bus, T-bones it. The bus continues past that crash, and this is when the homeless guy begins fighting for the steering wheel, we're told, with the bus driver. So they're both fighting for control of this bus. The bus hits several parked cars and then crashes into the Ritz-Carlton. This morning when I was on scene, I took video of the Ritz. It's on my Twitter, at Blake Trolley, if anybody wants to see it. The hotel's got a pretty good sized dent in it. It's got pretty much a hole, and it looks like a cracked egg. It sounds like a vault in the hotel was damaged. This guy and his wife were walking out of the hotel this morning. I had yet to see the dent. I was literally just getting to the hotel when I interviewed these two. But they said it woke them up. So you're saying, though, you're 28 floors up, and it sounds like a bomb all the way up there.
Yes.
Yes, at 12 o'clock, it happened, and I hear, like, 12:40 that police, like, all the silence was coming.
Gotcha. So, yeah, what happened was, from what we're being told, is that somebody tried to basically steal a bus. They pointed a gun at a bus driver. That scared him, and then he crashed into a bunch of cars. I believe the bus also crashed possibly into your building. That might be what you guys heard. The initial reports that we got were that it actually crashed into the Ritz-Carlton. Is this pretty scary, this happening right where you guys are living?
After the last few years, few things scare us anymore, but this is alarming for sure.
That last soundbite really says it all about downtown L.A. these days, doesn't it, John?
Yeah, really. Oh, homeless guy? Bus jacks and drives it into a hotel. Sure, yeah, that's another Thursday.
What's more alarming about these crimes really is watching society just kind of move along. You know, people kind of walking by this big dent in the side of the building.
That's what
the
happens.
Bus is smashed up, and people are just going about their day.
That's what happens in war zones. I remember reading about when the Germans were bombing London. That people in London, after a while, just started getting up every day, getting dressed, going off to work. Nazi planes flying overhead, destroying buildings. But you go about with your day. People get used to almost anything. And so now people are used to this nonsense.
Yeah, the guy was arrested this morning. He did try taking off. He was arrested. There are reports that he's a 24-year-old guy that's homeless. The LAPD was unable to confirm that with me, but keep in mind, detectives on scene very likely told reporters that before we got there. And, you know, it just hasn't made it to the media section of LAPD. There can be a big delay there. So likely that is solid information.
Well, if you get any more information, you know, that he definitively was homeless and I'm sure he was. And if they think he was on drugs, if he's got a record, how come he isn't in jail or a mental institution, anything like that, just, you know, pass it along.
Yeah, and I want to point one more thing out. A passenger in one of those parked cars was looked like she was pretty hurt. She ended up going to the hospital. The bus driver and one of the people in those parked cars went to the hospital, and there was some video this morning of that woman being being treated. So, you know, real shakeup there.
Yeah. All right, Blake, thanks very much.
All right, thanks, John.
Thanks for coming on. Blake Trolley from KFI News. Karen Bass is doing the job, isn't she? Did you hear about this happening in any other city today? No. This is a Karen Bass special. Now, she's had 15 months now to end this nonsense and put the drug-addicted and crazy homeless people away. That's what she said she was going to do, and it hasn't happened. And she's constantly touting Metro, constantly want to jam us all in a metal tube. Let's all collectively travel around together. But nobody wants to get stabbed. Nobody wants to get set on fire. And nobody wants to be hijacked and rammed into a hotel. This is we're paying for this. We're paying for this Metro system. We're paying for we're paying billions of dollars to get homeless off the street, except they don't come off the street. And by the way, I got it later in the show. I'm going to get into that hearing that Judge Carter had because he wants to do a massive audit of the city of Los Angeles and what they've done with all their homeless money, because nothing's adding up. They blew billions of dollars. Problems worse. And I just read another story today. None of Karen Bass's numbers add up. But we told you that from day one because she's lying. She makes up homeless numbers in terms of how many they've taken off the street and put into housing. She just makes up the numbers, and the dumbasses in the media just report whatever lies Karen Bass tells them. Because she smiles a lot. You know, she's kind of cute. She smiles. It's like a grandmother. You know, she's got this perky personality. She's lying her rear end off, and she's not cleaning up the city. How many cities are there in the United States? Where else do you have a bus getting carjacked and driven into a hotel? Where else does that happen? Guy's clearly a maniac, clearly whacked out on drugs or is severely mentally ill. And in a normal society, in almost any other country in the universe, he would have been locked up already. We're going to find out he's got a record. We're going to find out he got spun through the system very easily. 24 years old. 24 years old, and he's carjacking a bus at almost midnight. Good Lord. And you know what? This is the danger, though. The key sentence, the key clip was the last thing in Blake's report. You know, the guy, nothing really surprises us anymore. Yeah. All right, go ahead. Get used to it. More coming up. After 2 o'clock, we're going to talk with Angela Marsden. We had her on a number of times during the lockdown when stupid Garcetti was destroying local businesses. She runs the Pineapple Hill Saloon in Sherman Oaks. The latest trouble, and we learned this the other day, is that businesses can't get insurance in the Sherman Oaks area because of all the homeless. They don't want to cover all the damage. And they don't want to cover the risk that the homeless people create. Is that happening in any other city? Any other city not run by Karen Bass? Is that happening? More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We are going to talk to Angela Marsden after the 2 o'clock Deborah News. She owns the Pineapple Hill Saloon in Sherman Oaks. I've gone there. And Angela came on with us a number of times during the stupid lockdown because stupid Garcetti wasn't allowing people to eat at restaurants. The county wasn't either. All the idiot board of supervisors wouldn't let you eat indoors, wouldn't let you eat outdoors. And I remember we had Angela on because at one point she could not serve food on outdoor tables in her back parking lot where she had a setup. But next door, people were eating outdoors under a tent because they worked on a movie crew, and Garcetti had given permission for the movie crew to eat under the tent. And I went there and I saw, because it's more or less on my way to work if I want to take that route. So I saw the tent for the movie crew, and I saw Angela's setup behind her restaurant, and there was no difference between the two, but the movie people could eat, and Angela's customers couldn't eat, and she went on television a number of times. The latest indignity, and again, this is life in Karen Bass's Los Angeles. There's a lot of homeless, right? There was a fire at Casa Vega, right, which is in Sherman Oaks as well. And the fire was near the restaurant, and if it had spread to the grease pit, then you would have had a real crazy situation there. Fortunately, it did not. And I think the owner of the restaurant said insurance is getting hard to get. Well, Angela says that as well, because the homeless situation leads to a crime situation, and it leads to you got homelessness, you got crime, and you just have the burglaries too, right? And it's all related because the homeless people do the burglaries, the homeless people, you know, commit the crimes, and people are afraid to, you're not afraid to stop at a light in that neighborhood. Anyway, we're going to talk to Angela about it because it's one thing after another to try to run a business in Los Angeles. The latest on Boeing is a group of airline executives are demanding a meeting with Boeing's board of directors because I think they're fed up.
Finally.
There was one of those summary stories that I read this morning, and I think I counted 9 different Boeing events that has happened in recent weeks. And they don't even want to talk to the CEO, David Calhoun. He's not coming to the meeting. They're going to the board, and Boeing is sending Chairman Larry Kellner, used to run Continental Airlines, and other board members. And these airline executives are basically saying, what the hell? When's this going to end? Are you going to clean up your production facilities? Are you going to clean up your quality control issues? Boeing was supposed to deliver 15 new 737s every month for the next few months. That's what they're projecting now. That's down from 40. So it's gone from 40 to 15 because now they have to spend time looking to see if all the bolts are screwed in properly and if all the rivets are assembled properly. Ryanair is a European airline, and Southwest, they have cut their flight capacity because there's a shortage of Boeing jets that they have ordered. United is putting a halt on pilot hiring for at least 2 months. They're also trying to hit up Airbus, buy some planes from Airbus to fill the gap there. Now, listen to this. The whole reason Boeing was more than cutting quarters. I think they cut out quality control. I was going to say cutting quarters and quality control. They just gave up on quality control. And it's always to save money, right? Do you know how much money Boeing is going to lose just in this quarter? $4 to $4.5 billion. A $4 to $4.5 billion hit. And if you remember after the two crashes a few years back in Ethiopia and Indonesia, that cost them a $2.5 billion fine. That was just a fine. That didn't even count whatever business they lost. But here's another $4 to $4.5 billion. In lost revenue. And now people are starting, when they book flights, they're starting to filter out Boeing 737s. Have you done this?
Well, I told you I'm flying on 2 Boeing planes next month, but I'm hoping that they'll be changed by then.
Kayak is allowing searchers to exclude specific aircraft. So you could look for your next flight and have Kayak eliminate the Boeing 737s, for example, from your choices. And now they're going to have a new little icon that will tell you what the aircraft model is when you get the flight results. So it'll flash. It's an upside down plane. It's a plane in a nosedive.
Oh, no.
Then there's a business travel software company named Navan. And they are also providing details about aircraft models when you do flight search. And a woman who was the COO, Dina Harold, said, anytime there's an external event, I love the code they use, we do see requests for more information. And that's where we are right now.
Well, we should, we should always have this information. Yeah, we should be able to decide what type of plane we want to go on.
Yeah, usually you can find it, but I think it's after you buy the ticket. Right. Yeah, then you can clicking and you could find the fine print on the fourth click. And
right.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Angela Marsden, Pineapple Hill Saloon in Sherman Oaks. Business owners have trouble getting insurance because of all the property damage, the robberies, the homeless people, just the general crime and disorder. That's what it's like to be a business owner in Los Angeles. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.